Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, happy Friday. Hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on May 16th. Coming up today, would you know your rights if you fell victim to a crime? We've been hearing why it's important that everyone knows the victim's code. And we've also got a wonderful story about a fleet of little ships that sailed from Kent to rescue soldiers from Dunkirk. But first, taking a look at our top story today. As MPs debate assisted dying legislation in Parliament, we've been finding out what the bill would mean to people in Kent. If passed, it would allow terminally ill adults to end their lives with medical assistance. There are those who fear it's being rushed through and could put some of the most vulnerable members of the community at risk. Elise Burns is from Faversham. She's been diagnosed with terminal cancer. She's been talking to reporter Cara Simmons.
It's important for so many different reasons. First and foremost, it gives people choice and autonomy over their decisions at the end of their lives. It's important because it will stop the suffering and pain for, over time, thousands of people and their friends and families. Let's not forget friends and families that have to witness the pain and suffering of someone they love. You wouldn't let an animal suffer like that. So why let human? No one's going to be forced to do anything. This is all to do with choice. It's having the option. My mind is currently that I'm planning on going to Switzerland, or if I live long enough to, and the bill goes through, having an assisted death at home, but that's extremely unlikely that I will live long enough. However, I'm not doing this for me, I'm doing this because it's really important as part of a progressive society as well. And that over 75% of the UK public want this, and it's even higher in Kent. I think it's more like 76-77% in Kent. Overwhelmingly, the public want this to happen, and it's time for change. I know there are lots of concerns about all sorts of concerns, and I'm very, very confident that each and every one of those concerns have been addressed by this new legislation. The finest legal and political and medical minds in the country have been working on this bill to make it as the most robust legislation in the world, which it will be if it goes through. I just hope to God it does go through.
I think for yourself to know that, you know, it will help generations to come, I think that is obviously such a strong, it's the fact that, yes, it might not help you, but the fact that you're speaking out about this, it means so much to so many people.
Yeah. And I think people need to realise that this is people's real lives. They're not, voting on an abstract concept. This is, like you say, it's going to affect generations to come for the better. We are a progressive society. This has been going on. People have been campaigning for this in this country for 100 years. Mm. It's time for change. I defy anyone to look me in the eye and tell me why they think I should suffer in pain at the end of my life. Mm. Why they think that's okay? Because there's no justification for it in this day and age.
Do you see the other side of the argument?
I respect it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's of course entitled to their own opinion, and I respect others. But the fact is, no one's going to be forced to do anything they don't want to do. This is about giving people choice and autonomy. I understand there are all sorts of concerns about coercion. People are going to be specially trained to look out for coercion. There is no such training at the moment, other than, I think it's just instinctively a lot of people in the medical and legal community, I'm sure, know the signs to look out for, but there will be actual proper training. Similarly with people concerned about mental health issues, and specifically, I know there's a lot of concern about anorexia. People with anorexia will not be given assisted dying as a choice. It is a mental condition, mental health condition, therefore it is not covered under the scope of the bill. I think people need to fully realise that the scope of this bill is very, very limited for very good reason. To stop all of, you know, to allay the concerns, to stop, you know, the slippery slope concerns, it's not going to be a thing. It's taken 100 years to get to this point. There is absolutely no way it will go beyond the scope of this.
Before Kevin McKenna became the MP for Sittingbourne, he spent 25 years working as a nurse in the NHS. He's been telling Cara why he's also supporting the bill.
This is a really important thing. It will set the tone for the whole country. Anyone that watched that debate will have seen how intense and actually very emotional it was, how seriously people were taking things. And I think that tells you the answer, really. People, you know, my colleagues are taking this incredibly seriously, take the responsibility very seriously, because they know as a result of this, it will affect potentially how, you know, a lot of people choose to end their lives in the future. So we've got to get this right. And people are feeling, quite rightly feeling, that pressure. It's what we're here for. And I know that all my colleagues are listening to lots of people in their constituencies and more widely. We've had lots of experts come speak to us at Parliament. What I would say to colleagues is, you know, I am assured, I am very, very aware why people are talking about the risks, that, you know, that we've talked about the potential for, you know, inappropriate coercion. And, you know, we know there are families out there whose behaviours may lead in that way. I will just say that there are, in my experience, there are also families that inappropriately coerce people in the other direction. Ask people to take on more burden than those people are willing to take on at the end of their lives for the sake of their loved ones. And actually, we've also got to speak up for those people as well. Actually, people that are being inappropriately coerced. What this bill, I think, will enable is a really good, frank conversation, two-way conversation between patients on the one hand and clinicians and their families and loved ones on the other, to really debate this. And the checks and balances, the sort of multidisciplinary appraisal of whether this is a valid and correct choice that the person's making without undue influence, they're incredibly strong. And actually, I'm really glad that's gone in there, because, of course, in healthcare, we've learned that the multidisciplinary approach, the multidisciplinary team, lots of different professionals with different viewpoints, is how you make the best clinical decisions alongside patients. And that's very much enshrined in this bill. And I think it's one of the things that actually, you know, it makes it quite a world-leading bill in that sense, and something that hopefully, as we've learned from other countries that have implemented this successfully, hopefully this will help further countries implement it successfully themselves if they want to.
Kent Online News.
Police have found illegal images of children while searching the home of a known sex offender in Snodland. Roger Crabtree was subject to strict measures around his access to the internet after being convicted of previous offences. During a surprise inspection, officers discovered he'd used a laptop to download pictures and videos. The 59-year-old from Rectory Close has been jailed for 2.5 years. An Ashford man who stalked his former partner and threatened to burn her house down has avoided being sent to prison. Ben Terrell from Cade Road also sent abusive texts, voicemails and emails to his victim after she'd ended their relationship in 2023. It was argued in court the 39-year-old's behaviour was partly down to cannabis use and mental health problems. He's been given a suspended sentence. A suspected burglar has been arrested 10 minutes after reports of a break-in at a house in Maidstone. They're said to have been confronted by someone in the property on Old Tovel Road in the early hours of yesterday. A man in his 30s was stopped in College Road. Car keys and designer sunglasses were recovered. A mum says she was left shaking after the bus she was on was hit by a brick in Dover. Laura Phillips was with her young children when the window was smashed on the high street yesterday. She says the youngsters were left covered in glass. Police are investigating. A bench in the memory of a woman murdered in Ashford more than 20 years ago has been destroyed by vandals for a second time. Family and friends of 21-year-old Amanda Champion installed the seat in the South Willsborough part of town following her death in 2003. They say they don't understand why it's been targeted after previously having to be replaced in 2018.
Kent Online News.
Two people have been treated for the effects of breathing in smoke following a house fire in Margate. 9 fire engines and paramedics were called to Millmead Road in the early hours of this morning. Crews have now managed to put out out the flames. It's still unclear how the blaze started. Elsewhere, firefighters have managed to put out a blaze at a garage in Medway. Two outbuildings and a van caught alight on Lodge Hill Lane in Chattenden yesterday evening. No one was hurt and it's unclear how it started. Meanwhile, a warning's been issued after a disposable barbecue caused a fire in Ramsgate. Pictures at Kent Online show flames and smoke coming from a public bin on Royal Harbour Approach on Wednesday evening. Crews are reminding us to make sure barbecues have fully cooled before throwing them away. Three people have been arrested following a police chase near Faversham. A car that's thought to have been stolen from Canterbury failed to stop for officers on the A2 in the early hours of last Friday. It was seen overtaking other vehicles at high speed. Two men and a woman have been questioned and released on bail. A bus stop's been destroyed following a crash near Dimchurch. Two vehicles were involved in a collision on the A259 in St Mary's Bay yesterday morning. One of the drivers was also injured. Police have been given extra powers to tackle antisocial behaviour in part of Chatham. A dispersal order has been issued for the Luton and Wayfield areas. It means officers can tell anyone causing trouble to leave and arrest them if they return. Now, a new campaign is urging young adults in the southeast to understand what their rights are if they fall victim to crime. The Victims Code is a document which sets out what we're entitled to, including updates on the progression of a case and access to support services. I've been talking to David Naylor from Victim Support. He says it sets out what we can expect from the criminal justice system.
The Victims Code is actually called the Victims Code of Practice, or VCOP. And what that really does is outline your rights and entitlements when you, or if you do become a victim of crime. And it says really anybody who works with you as that victim of crime, what you are entitled to receive from them in terms of support. We know that when people become a victim of crime, they may not be aware of what their rights or entitlements are. So this is just a very neat way of being able to understand that. And it's really important that any of us understand what VCOP is before we become a victim of crime. But if you aren't aware, there are some really easy ways that you can find out what those entitlements are. We've got them on our own website, victimsupport.org.uk or victimscode.org.uk. It's got everything listed on there.
And when we talk about entitlements, what sorts of things? Does it mean access to support services? Does it mean, a guarantee from the police that they'll investigate to a certain extent? What entitlements does it include?
I mean, a really basic thing and something that we know from working with victims of crime is that you have a right to be kept informed of what is happening with your case, but also for it to be communicated with you in a language that you understand. That can mean that it could be either in writing, it could be by email, it can be by phone, but it could be in English or in whichever language is your first language. But it's also about adapting communication as well so that you can really understand what is happening. It's about being kept updated with what's happening with your case. So at every stage, you have a right to know what's going on. You have a right to be referred if you choose to a support agency. That could be victim support. It could be other specialist support agencies as well. It also gives your rights if the case goes through the criminal justice system so that you can be supported all the way through that. But we know that not every case is going to make its way to court. So again, you need to be kept updated with the progress of the investigation all the way through. And it's so important that that happens. And we know how damaging it is to victims when they aren't kept updated. So it covers all of that framework. What it doesn't do though, is make the police investigate something. We can't make that happen. It is a police decision and with the CPS as to how cases move through the criminal justice system. Sorry, CPS is the Crown Prosecution Service. We don't have a right under VCOP to try and drive that, but you do have a right to understand and to know what's going on.
No, it's interesting. We were chatting sort of before the recording started that until I saw this campaign and, started to sort of investigate, I had no idea that this victim's code existed. Why is it important that people are aware that it is out there? How can it improve their circumstances if they do find themselves victims of a crime?
Well, like you, I didn't know what my rights were until I started working with victim support and started working in the field. And when I became a victim of crime, when VCOP was already in place, I had no idea what my entitlements were. We know that only 1 in 5 people are aware of their rights as a victim of crime. And you can be pulled into a system that you don't know anything about. where you are almost like a little piece of wood caught in the river, being pulled through a system which you don't ha necessarily have a lot of say in how things go. So it is so important that you understand what your rights are, what you can expect from all of these agencies that are meant to be there to support you, and to have a better and clearer understanding of the options that are open to you when you actually do become a victim of crime.
And just so that we've sort of got a ballpark figure, would you have any idea of how many people in Kent and Medway fall victim to crimes sort of each year?
It is something which varies. We know, though, that the around one in five people could potentially be a victim of crime in the southeast. We also know that within that age group, the age group 16 to 24 are the most likely to become a victim of crime, especially around violence with or without injury. So it's really important that young people as well understand what their rights are under VCOP.
It's part of the government's plans for change to create safer streets.
Kent Online News.
A woman from Kent who survived bowel cancer has been telling us the toll it's taken on her mental health. Carla Mitchell was diagnosed at the age of just 36, and after surgery and chemotherapy, she's now been given the all clear. She told me getting her mental health back on track has been harder than physically recovering.
It has taken a huge toll on my mental health, not just during my diagnosis, but now as well. You know, cancer isn't just something that goes away. It never leaves you, unfortunately. And it's about how you manage that going forwards, and how you are able to move on with your life going forwards. It's for me, unfortunately, I was diagnosed with Lynch syndrome. So I have a much higher risk of developing cancer, such as bowel cancer, in my lifetime. So I will always have that cancer journey with me. So it does affect you mentally, of course it does. I try to be kind to myself, and I try not to be too hard on myself when I have the down days. And I just try to tell myself that that's absolutely okay. But yeah, you just have to look after yourself, try and find the joy in everyday things.
What sort of support has been on offer to you post, now that I suppose that you've been given the all clear, so post your journey through the surgery and the chemotherapy and things like that, what sort of support of services are on offer to you now?
So I know that I can contact my doctor if I need support in any way, and I have received some support from them. They can offer services to for clubs, for you to join clubs, to keep you active as well. And I think all of those things are really important. I was also offered counselling, like from a counselling service at the hospital, and my nurses often check in with me to make sure that I'm doing okay, and if I need to tap into those services at any time as well. There's also so many different resources that you can find on websites such as Bowel Cancer UK and Cancer Research UK. They do some great things on there as well to help support you.
Bosses at P&O Ferries insist they're making a strong financial recovery 3 years after the shock sacking of 800 staff, including 600 working out of Dover. Financial figures at the time revealed they were losing £100 million a year. The company, which is owned by Dubai-based DP World, is late filing its 2023 accounts, but have told us they will be done as soon as possible. The reports found adult social care services provided by Kent County Council require improvement. Inspectors have given a rating out of four in nine different
categories, with KCC scoring twos and threes across the board. The Care Quality Commission says bosses have to do more to fulfil their duty to disabled adults, older people and unpaid carers. Rat droppings and gnawed bread have been found by inspectors during a visit to a food wholesaler in Canterbury. Booker in Broadoak Road was given a hygiene score of 2 out of 5 following the visit in February. Several surfaces were also found to be dirty. The company hasn't responded to requests for a comment.
Kent Online News.
It's said to cost £750,000 to revamp an adventure play area on the Kent coast. Bosses in Folkestone say the current equipment at the Lower Lees Coastal Park was installed 24 years ago and is now beyond economic repair. The Council Cabinet is due to meet next week to approve another £191,000 for new facilities on top of the £559,000 already allocated. There's anger over a decision to cut a bus route between Swanscombe and Dartford. Parents say the Arriva 497 is used by students at Ebbsfleet Academy. Operators have told us the decision's been made due to low passenger numbers.
Kent Online News.
Around 70 little ships that help rescue soldiers from beaches in France during the Second World War are gathering in Ramsgate ahead of the 85th anniversary. They'll start arriving from today, and next week we'll be heading across the channel to Dunkirk. The journey will be the same one they made as part of Operation Dynamo in 1940, when more than 300,000 troops were brought back to England. I've been chatting to Phil Christodoulou, who owns one of the Dunkirk little ships.
So she will be one of approximately, I think we'll probably exceed this, but 65 Dunkirk little ships, which will go across in flotilla, because we're going across one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. We'll do it in little chevrons that will just move across. We're being escorted by 7 Royal Navy P2000 vessels. We have the Ramsgate RNLI there, just in case we have a life-saving issue as well. And we have a support vessel fleet as well, who are there with us. We'll then go to be received into the town of Dunkirk, of which they have always made a huge fuss out of not only the veterans of Dunkirk, but now the last remaining ones, which the little ships are, because sadly we lost the last one associated to us last year at 103. And then there will be a number of commemorative ceremonies. And the whole idea is that we celebrate them, commemorate them, and also educate people and keep these last little veterans alive. And that's what the little ships are.
Are you going to be on board for the journey?
I will be, and I'll have a little crew with me, of which I'm really proud, because in that famous photograph, it's identified in the National Archive that there were 18 Coldstream Guards aboard. So she's now, with a bit of work from my office, contacting the archivist of the Coldstream Guards, who came along and saw her, and they all did a bit of sort of work between them to verify all the information. But she's been designated by them as part of their living history. And I am really proud to say that we have a serving Coldstream Guard, a Major Timothy Woodbridge, who will be on board both over to Dunkirk and on Bank Holiday Monday, the 26th, weather permitting, and return into Ramsgate.
And a Kent family's appeared in the top 20 of the Sunday Times Rich List. Barnaby Swire, who lives in Chartham near Canterbury, is worth £9.25 billion. The money reportedly comes from industry, transport and property, putting the family 18th on the UK list.
Kent Online Sport.
A 7-year-old girl from Ashford has become a national ski champion. Tallulah Tandy won the National School Snow Sports Association event in Gloucester with a time that beat most of the boys as well. Her dad says she loves winning medals. And briefly in cricket, Kent are back on the road for their latest game in the county championship. They've travelled to take on Gloucestershire after losing by an innings and 161 runs to Glamorgan last time out. That's all from us for today and for the week. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Kate Faulkner, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.